Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
You know when you've been eyeing something and you've really been thinking about it and you love it and you can't stop thinking about it and you still love it and then you learned it's sold out?
Oh, I am all too familiar with that feeling. I get breakout in hives. It is truly the fashion girl's worst nightmare.
It really is. And you might be my gift whisperer because you are phenomenal and you and Stuber have an incredible pack. But I have the fairy godmother of fashion. I have the secret to VIP access. I have in front of me, by the way, I can't even say it. I can't even believe I'm looking at you. I have Gab Waller in front of you. And if you guys don't know Gab, she is so unbelievable. She makes fashion dreams come true. She literally is the fairy godmother of fashion, of shopping, of luxury. She's a personal shopper, but she's like so much more. She sources products around the globe. We're talking from Paris, Tokyo, Europe, you name it. She is seriously sought after for quite literally making magic. That Chanel bag you saw go down the runway, you can't get it? She can. Maybe you're still thinking about the Dior Spring Summer Show from 2011. She can get you that piece too. This Australian native who recently, we're very happy to have her in Los Angeles. Very happy. She is incredible. She has an incredible business. She has an insane roster of celebrities. Everyone from Rosie Huntington-Whitley to Hailey Bieber to Khloe Kardashian to Ben Hadi to Molly Sims-Stuber and Amisha Gormley. She is Gab Waller. And Gab, we're so excited you're here. I can't believe you're in person. I literally accosted her at Dear Media a second ago. I'm like, I've never met you in person. We got to go back and tell you a little bit of how Gab Waller became Gab Waller, the fairy godmother of fashion.
If we go back 4 years ago, it all started back in Australia, which is where I'm from. I launched the business with, at that point in time, only a very small handful of clients. No one really knew my name globally, let alone in Australia. So that is where it began. And it has been built purely through word of mouth. I've never had any PR or done any marketing, etc. So 4 years in and here we are. So I knew that there was potential to source pieces from other regions for my Australian clients at the time. And I mean, going back then, even in Australia, I was completely unknown. So I remember kind of, you know, DMing random people on Instagram to kind of try and find my first like 10 clients or so.
And have you always had good taste?
Oh, I would like to think so. Yes, I've always loved fashion. I think of, and especially luxury fashion.
Let me just give a detailed version of what she's wearing, okay? She's wearing a
I noticed
Prada
it right away, the triangle.
Fucking tank top that I need in every color.
It is very good, I have to say.
Oh my God, it's so good. I've never seen it in real life. She is wearing a short mini. Her legs are sick. And what, let's just talk about the bag really quickly.
The bag
Can I see the bag? Can you
yes,
tilt it?
There oh, it is. Wow. Hopefully you can see it. It is
gorgeous.
I wear this every single day.
What is
and
she?
This is just one of like the little top handle mini bags. But this leather is so good and durable. I destroy it. So,
and talk about your shoes.
They're also Prada.
Oh, let me see your feet.
I hopefully can see them. I don't know. I'm like living it up in Prada today. But
Prada's coming back.
I love Prada.
Em and I.
Prada's back. That crochet bag from
the
summer.
This summer we went in. Oh, they had a great pop-up shop in the Hamptons.
Yes.
And we were like, Prada's back.
We wanted the bucket hat, but I just couldn't bring myself to shell out $1,000 for a bucket hat.
Oh,
okay.
I know exactly which one you're talking about too.
Because I know how much it costs. Yes. I know what colors.
So I really had to prove myself. That was the biggest thing. So I did a lot of research before I launched the business as to like which, like who I wanted, who was my target market in Australia. So that's what I did, especially in Sydney, which is where I'm from, after having the business for 6 months, is the Rosie Huntington Wiley story.
And how did she find you?
Yeah, so this is such a good one. So I remember back then I probably had, you know, 1,000 followers, if not less than that. And Rosie posted on her Instagram stories that she was looking for a particular Celine coat. And at that time, I knew that a boutique in Denmark had the coat.
I love it.
I knew
a boutique in the middle of nowhere in Denmark carried this exact Celine coat.
Yes, I knew it was hiding them. But I said to myself, there's no way I can get a hold of Rosie. So I left it at that point. But a mutual friend here in the US, maybe like 2 weeks later, DM'd me and she said, I'm speaking with Rosie right now. She's looking for that coat. Do you think you can find it? And it happened really quick. I said yes. And she goes, great, DM her. I DM'd her. And the biggest thing was Rosie reposting it and mentioning myself and tagging me. And that's really
awesome.
Yeah, that was the biggest game changer
for
everything.
And we love her style. I mean, we're obsessed with it. We're talking so monochromatic chic taken to another level.
100%.
I mean, there's a bag she was wearing not that long ago. It was like a row tote bag. And I didn't know what it was. And I hunted it down. I think I saw it on your Instagram after.
Was
and I'm like, well, now I want that bag. I didn't know I wanted it until I saw it on her.
Is it that light brown one that she carries?
Yes.
Yes.
It's like a luggage briefcase-y looking, gorgeous.
I know that one.
Bezzy feel.
And I know that I'm going to get into it, but like, how do you know when something's going to be hot? Or how do you know? Because we watch the shows. I don't know that the hot pink Valentino platform shoe is going to be hot, but you know it before everyone else.
Yes, I definitely gauge a lot of interest by our requests. So that's kind of what it depending on. So if a particular piece comes in and I receive, say, 5 or more requests for it, I say, boom, this is it. This is the one to jump on. And even if it's, I guess, like less than that, because I guess our business is really twofold. There's, you know, 50% of it is those high demand pieces, but then 50% of it is pieces that, you know, might be sentimental to someone and they lost it a couple of years ago. So it's so varied. But for the hot pieces, I really gauge it by the requests that I receive. And then, it really shows the influencers are still like pivotal to my business, because I find that if a particular influencer might be wearing it, and then that's kind of sparks the interest. And I guess the same with, you know, celebrity style. Hailey Bieber is a huge one. I think she's so influential and kind of leading what pieces pop off and what kind of requests come through from what she's wearing.
So how many requests do you get like on an average day?
Up to about 100.
Do you
requests.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And now
it's
there's not just one of you. There's how many of you now?
Yes, I have a team of 10.
Really?
Yes, which is, I certainly couldn't do it without them. But the DMs are, there's never a quiet moment in there.
So do you do any personal styling? Does your team do personal styling? Like a head to toe, a vacation, I'm doing 5 days, or are you just singular pieces that people are obsessed with?
I tend to only focus on the sourcing. There are sometimes some clients that will ask for like an edit. They might be going away and they ask for like a particular edit of pieces and I will pop it together. But I think for me, my specialty has become sourcing. So I've kind of honed in on, you know, what my reputation has become. So that's really what I focus on.
Who here has a hard time sleeping? Sleep is so, so important, something we often take for granted. But the older I get, the more I find myself waking up throughout the night or just really having a hard time even going to sleep to begin with. With 3 kids, I'm so overtired by the end of the day when it comes time to go to sleep. It can sometimes, honestly, I kind of get the reverse effect. I'm super excited to talk to you guys about Juna. That's J-U-N-A. They just launched their first ever sugar-free gummy. Just to make sure you heard me right, not their first ever, the first ever, which is kind of huge. Now, I hate to break some bad news, but it's been proven that women over 40 have a harder time sleeping. Since I'm not over 40, wink, wink, I don't personally need to worry about that. I really need this. But this is exactly why Juna's founders worked for over 2 years with the world's top functional medicine doctors and female health experts to create these gummies packed with powerful sleep-inducing ingredients like magnesium, fetal melatonin, wild jujube, passion flower, chamomile, and more. Juna's nightcap sleep gummies are a one-stop shop to fall asleep, stay asleep, and even get more stage 3 deep sleep. I just had the opportunity to talk to Lainey Kral, and we talked all about her love for Juna. Did you know that during stage 3 sleep, your skin tissues regenerate and collagen is produced? That's why they call it the beauty sleep. It's not a made-up term, even though we probably thought it was. It's not only important for your skin, but sleep also impacts our energy, immunity, mood, metabolism, hormones, and digestion. These nightcap gummies taste amazing and really have been giving me the best night's sleep. If you're ready to join me in having the sweetest dreams, check them out by visiting junaworld.com. That's JUNAWORLD.com with code LIPSTICK. Use code LIPSTICK at junaworld.com for 20% off your first purchase. I'm telling you, these babies work.
Hello, beautiful people. It's Renee Blewett, and I am your host for the She Did That podcast. Have you ever wondered how your favorite women founders are building these beautiful brands and legacies? Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur, already on your journey, or just someone who wants to learn from the best to ever do it, this is the podcast for you. Every week, I'll introduce you to powerhouse entrepreneurs, creatives, and innovators who are carving their own paths with love, resilience, and bold ambitions. Be sure to subscribe now so you don't miss a thing.
So do the houses like Chanel, Hermes, Valentino, Dior, Balenciaga, like they know you by name? They do, Kat.
I would hope so.
They do. No, they
She's
do.
She's being modest, guys.
She's being modest. Okay, so how do you go about it? Like, if there's this one, like, because you're very specific on Instagram. Because you can't just follow you on Instagram. You have to do your stories too.
Yes.
Because you don't put everything.
Yes.
And I find that in a story, it's not on your page.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Oh, yes. The thing is, I'm terrible at social media. I'll be the first to admit that. But we also very much use our stories to gauge the interest. So depending on the reaction that we might get from a particular piece on our story, that I will then gauge that, oh, okay, that's time to go onto the feed. Because it's like, to give you an example, the Chanel flip-flop sandals. I'm not sure if you've seen them on the feed of recently. Like
hold on. The 2B ones.
And so they started off in our stories, and I was kind of like gauging, are these going to be popular or how are they going to sit? And it went crazy. I think I actually, even if you swipe across on the image on the feed, I posted the reactions of everyone being like, Gab, can you get these? Gab, can you get these? So I was like, okay, great. I need to jump on this style. So
it is crazy. I mean, she is like a gift whisperer. So I leave her this summer. I've only left her for like a week and a half. We go to Short Hills Mall, which is where she drags me. If you're tax-free too, if you're living. So we go into the Hermes store. She's like, look at this coral Hermes flat. What's it called? The one that we always wear.
The Oran.
The Oran.
Yes.
We can't get it. Like literally like a week and a half later, she fucking waltzes in. She has a beigey, new, pinky, buttery, the new taupe.
It's like a blushy color. Like it's not pink. It's not taupe. It's like a beautiful blush color. And they only got a few of them in. They had it in my
She
side.
Could work
I'm
for you.
I'm envisioning it. Yes. There you go. We might have to exchange.
Might have to source reservice. Together.
Yes.
I'll be team number 11.
Yes.
If someone wants to work with you, are you available to anyone and how long is your waiting list? Because I know there's a little bit of a waiting list since a lot of product sourcings can be one-offs. Is it easier to take on more clients, less clients?
Yeah. So I've always said that my doors will always be open to anyone and everyone. And I think that's kind of the business model that I've worked off, is that everyone is, you know, so important to me and everyone is a VIP. So I don't at this point in time ever see myself saying, oh, no more clients. And I think for my business too, it's so varied, because there's a lot of people that will come in and just ask for one specific thing and then we find it and that's all they want. So, and it could be like, you know, the new Chanel sandal or the new Hermes sandal, the whichever new 22. It may be. The new 22 bag.
Okay. Yes. You guys, she got me the new 22. We saw, when we were at Short Hills Mall, we saw the woman and the woman was like, oh, I have this. And they're like, I was like, do you have the, what's it called? The 22 style PS, the medium is what I would recommend for size. The color is a nudie beige. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, that's sold out. I'm like, bitch, I got it.
Yes! She literally, I think, texted you in the store while so she was good. There.
I think I texted you in the store while I was there. I'm like, I DM'd.
Oh my God, I love that.
I was like, I already have it and it's not sold out. It's only sold out.
So I have a question that I genuinely just want to have, I'm so curious about is, If say Molly, she wants that bag. Do you know, like off the top of your head, you have inventory on which stores would be that your go-tos, or do you have like little, like, you know, whisperers within certain stores? Like, how do you actually, you don't have to give away your secrets by all means, but how do you guarantee someone can get it?
Sure. So I would say it definitely is case by case basis, but we do work by region. So for example, if someone requests something, I would always start within Europe or the UK. They're my two favorite regions to source from, probably predominantly because of the price tag. It's much more cost effective there. And then if it's sold out there.
Yes, we always tell our husbands it's cheaper to send us to Europe.
100%.
Yeah. We always say that. It's cheaper to go through London Heathrow and go through and stop there for a couple of hours, because you can literally, I mean, it's like free.
Yes.
It's not free. By the time you pay for the plane ticket, the hotel, you've shopped, you've spent a lot of money, but you are discounted.
100%. I will back
you
that
up. You've had an experience.
And you've had an experience. And all I always say, she and I are the same. We're always like, well, she has three girls. I have one. I'm like, Scarlett's going to love this.
Oh, yeah. I literally take my girls into my closet and I'm like, all this will be yours.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, you said Chanel is your number one requested brand. You say that. What are some of the other top requested brands and products? What piece by Chanel has been the most popular?
So for Chanel, 100% dad sandal. Dad sandal.
Knew it. I knew you were going
to
say that.
To this day, and I guess because they're still continuing to bring out new colors or new styles of it. So that's number one, followed very closely by their loafer, which is that CC quilted loafer, which they
with the
turn lock.
I know. I didn't get it. I need
do
it.
Do I can need you that? Get,
do it? Do we need that?
I think you do.
I need it in a 41.
Okay. I need to. Make
you know what? I missed the DM because I get a lot of DMs, not probably as many as you. And I didn't realize you wrote back on that black heart, the little black heart mini. I didn't get it because I didn't see you responded to me, and I felt terrible. But then I got the 22. We're fine.
That's better. Trust me, that's better.
What's the one piece you weren't expecting to blow up?
The one just of recently, I would say, do you recall those Saint Laurent sparkle boots?
Talked about them the other day with one of the women who run YSL.
Oh.
I said, the sparkle boot, I'm in my 40s. I don't think I could ever purchase it. Wanted it, thought it was amazing. They did so well on it.
They did so well. And that took me by surprise because it is a higher priced piece. So I remember seeing the photo of, again, Hailey was wearing them, and it was just something I was going to gauge, and I wasn't sure if it would take off, but it did. It blew up, and yes, that's one that certainly caught me by surprise.
What would you say is the most requested piece of all time? Ooh. You have to take one pick.
Oh, it's 100% Chanel. It would be the dad sandal. It would be. Yeah.
You guys, fall is here. The cool breeze, the warm drinks, the changing leaves. Just kidding. Here in LA, it's about 105 degrees, but regardless, fall is here. Listen, it's definitely different than a New York fall. I do miss it, I'm not gonna lie. Walking around Central Park, hearing the leaves crunch beneath your feet, you're finally not sweating. But I will say one thing that does remain the same or similar. The fall wardrobe is amazing. I still like the shift into fall mode here in LA by middle to end of September. Think a darker, warmer palette, fabrics that have richer texture. Think plums and camels and monochromatic hues, a little bit of texture. So you all know by now that I love Macy's Own Your Style. It's such a great section of their site where they curate these mini shops into themes that are timely. Ugh. Everyone here knows I love a theme. It just feels organized as well. Like they're really doing the work for you. There's nothing overwhelming about it. No crazy endless scroll. It's just a tight edit of the very best things. Harvest Hues is the latest shop of theirs. You guys, I'm obsessed with. It's so good for all the inspo you need. Visit Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. We're talking essentials, statement pieces, ready-to-wear accessories. Doesn't it sound cozy to be a little chilly wrapped in a chic scarf or jacket? I'm particularly loving all the Ralph Lauren pieces, from their knits to their button-downs to their boots. And if you guys need help finding your footing, or maybe you're just a pro, but you just want a little bit of an extra pointer or two, Macy's personal stylist will help you put your look together either in-store or from the comfort of your own home. Best of all, it's completely free. Just head on over to Macy's.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today. That's Macy's, Macy's.com/personal stylist. I have to say, I know I keep talking about this, but I really am excited for fall. There's truly no better time to cozy up in your pajamas than the crisp fall months and stay in them just a little bit longer on Saturdays and Sundays. Who's familiar with that feeling? I know you guys are. And as you know, when it comes to pajamas, I find myself turning to Printfresh time and time again. They are a woman-owned luxury sleepwear and lifestyle brand with sizes ranging from extra small to 6X. So there will always be something for everyone. I love how inclusive they are. And right now, I'm also loving the Bagheera Pin Tuck Nightgown. You guys, it's so good. It's in hot pink. I like mixing up my pajama sets every now and again with a nightgown. And what I love about this one is that it can easily pass as a cute mini. So I can quickly run out to get coffee or drop off the kids at school without looking like I just rolled out of bed. On the more traditional pajama front, you guys, I live for the tiger print. I really never tire of them. They're so good. Their prints are so good. I'm also really excited about, and I think you guys will love this too, Printfresh is now offering statement-making home decor and accessories that are full of personality. Who doesn't love some fun bedding and wallpaper? With so many prints and colorways to choose from cheetah, which I love, to flamingos, to clementines, they make the perfect guest room, kids' bedrooms, and even for yourself when you're looking for that little bit of an extra pop. I almost forgot to mention their bags are worth checking out too. They're so great for weekends away, and obviously I love their makeup pouch sets for all my beauty products I bring with me on the go. You guys, head to printfresh.com/lipstick. That's printfresh.com/lipstick to use code lipstick for 15% off your first order.
All right, so what are your clients wanting this fall?
So we are, deficit Prada's popping for us.
Okay, let's talk about Prada. Prada is back.
Prada for us is doing really well. Obviously, like their raffia totes from a couple of seasons ago, they're still being requested. So anything like that I find so fascinating, because if they can hold their longevity that long, it's certainly a piece to invest in.
You know what we have become obsessed with? And we're not really label. I mean, we love a label, but we don't like wear the labels like with the name.
Yes.
But we have kind of Dior.
Oh, Dior. Yes, yes, yes.
She's like, oh, okay.
The tapestry bags. We can't decide if we want to commit or not.
We can't decide. Do we commit to a tapestry bag or just the slide?
Oh, no. I think it's worth it. Mm. I think it's worth it for sure. I mean, Dior's 100% in my top five most requested brands, hands down.
I don't know if she means what she's saying, but we're interviewing her.
No, trust me. Yes, Dior's like, yeah, I love Dior.
I want to know what you want for fall.
Yeah, what do you covet?
What's your favorites that you're eyeing?
And tell us a little bit about fall. Is it monochromatic? Is it still the pops of neon? Like, what's trending? What do we want to get? And what do we want to DM you for?
Yes, I would say for sure, if we're talking colors, it is more of those like neutrals, but like slightly darker tones. So like those deep reds, greens for sure, like beautiful browns. Speaking of browns, the one that the rosy bag, that the row, that is, which is the exact same color as your 22 bag. But for fall, I always say one thing I've really noticed of late is it's best to be buying your boots now, because 100% they will be sold out by the time fall comes around. So for example, Chanel boots, a lot of clients are purchasing them now whilst we're still in, you know, in the warmer weather, because as soon as fall rolls around, they're most likely going to be wiped out.
Yeah, so. October, you're done. Yeah. So next month, you're done. You're not getting them.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, let's talk fashion. Let's talk clothes. Like, what are the pieces that, I call it the wardrobe, the investment pieces that your clients are really wanting?
Sure. So I would say if we're going to be investing in clothing, it is definitely, again, more like neutral pieces. I think for something that clients and I always talk about is cost per wear. So if anything, if we're going to be investing in anything, we want to ensure that we are going to be wearing it consistently over the years. And it's not just like that one hit piece, which I do feel sometimes can happen with a lot of those high demand pieces. They're kind of trend for a moment and then they dip. So
I think you need a great puffy jacket.
Yes.
A great, you know, I was looking at Kate the other day.
Oh, yeah. And I saw this beautiful, I'm going to say it wrong, totem yes, jacket.
Yes.
Have you seen the one that it comes in black and a cream and it has the felt scarf attached to it? Have you seen that one? It's like a whip stitched.
Isn't so it comes there, in black like, with iconic the white one? They've had it for
no, not it's
the
brand
quilted.
New.
Not the quilted.
Not the quilted.
Not quilted. It's a felt. It's got beautiful big pockets and it's got white whip stitching contrast on the entire like edges. It's gorgeous.
I mean, that
gorgeous.
Is a beautiful brand. That's a brand that I would 100% be investing in.
And I also
Kate is like everything. I'm Kate such a Kate girl.
Kate is so good. I love Totem. I love Co.
Yes.
What else do I love? I love the Row. I just can't afford. Ooh, okay. It's so good.
Oh, I love that.
Elizabeth is showing us.
Yes, that is
our producer is showing
nice.
Us.
Isn't it beautiful?
I know.
I have her in my
so
matches
pretty.
Cart right now.
You do.
I feel like in Jersey, I could be whipping around in the fall at soccer games looking.
Yeah.
I don't know if
very
I'm
chic.
Tossing that scarf on, but you know.
Yes.
What kind of boots do you love?
I mean, I may get killed for saying this, but I'm such a Chanel girl. So like Chanel boots are always going to be my go-to. Kate also, I think, has beautiful boots. Also, the Row, I know that, yes, they are on the higher price, but my Row boots that I've had, I've worn them to absolute death.
Just tell me, just because we want to know, do you get a discount? You do.
You do. She gets a discount. She gets a discount at Chanel. So, yes,
no
one gets a discount at Chanel.
Some brands, for sure, but yes.
When you say the Row boot, are you talking about that one that's got the zipper up the front?
That's the one. Yes.
I keep that. Looking at that one. It's just like a black combat-y.
When we weren't speaking for like 3 days, I got the Chanel, the half boot that I love that's plain. I got it literally March. I know I was early to get my boots, but I'll show you guys on...
I'm a big believer in Chanel boots. I still wear a pair that I bought, and that's why it's not, I mean, very well aware that the price point is not great. It's a high, high price point for a shoe. But, you know, with the quality, I bought a pair of boots when Maeve was born. She's 8 years old. They still, I take care of them. I take them to the cobbler at the end of the season and I put them away for the summer, and they are still one of my favorite boots. So it really is an investment.
Yes.
All my boots that I love are Chanel and I keep them for years and years and years. They're classic. They never go
100%.
Out of style.
That's exactly it. They will never date.
Yeah.
Could you believe like most of your business's DMs?
That's crazy. I know. It all the magic happens in the DMs.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to slip into your DM. No, but it's really true because I was just reading like that you wanted a career in finance. So crazy.
Yes. Yeah. That's it. Basically out of school, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do growing up in a very small town in Australia. I never thought fashion would be an option for me. So.
And what models or celebrities do you like to follow?
Oh, I absolutely love Rosie and Hailey. They're my top two from like every kind of style perspective.
And I just love when Hailey will do kind of an undone done. Everybody else
so
is
good.
Like 17 trains of feathers. And she's like, I'm going to wear a slip dress. And I just think it's so
yes.
chic. Simple ponytail, pulled back.
100%. She's been wearing a lot of Magda, who I love. Magda Bartberg,
the
Polish
brand. Just became available. It's so not me, but it was a... brown sequin and it had like flowers here.
Yes.
It's so beautiful.
I know exactly which one.
I'm not
yes.
getting it, but I thought of myself in it maybe one day.
It was really
beautiful. Yeah. I think they have such good style. I mean, where do you pull your inspiration and style from?
Yeah, I would say, so definitely from street style in general. I've always just loved seeing that. But I think even, you know, being in Los Angeles and being in the US in general, it's such a different change of pace for me. So there's so much new.
Do you source anything from LA?
I do.
You do?
I do, yes.
And like that little place in Denmark, like how did you find, like how do you know the little place in Amsterdam or like how do you go about sourcing?
Yeah, so I think it's just to me, my like the most important thing is just always having my finger on the pulse. So I've always got my little eyes out there everywhere. And like every day I wake up to so much information being fed to me. So whether it's like, we just got this in, or this has just been, you know, this is just dropped, or this is just returned into the warehouse, whichever it may be. So it's kind of just, it's really just having, yeah, my fingers on in so many different pies to keep on top of it.
And if someone can't get you, what sites do you like to send people to?
Oh, the most boutiques that I love is, talking multi-brands, I love My Teresa, Essence, which is the Canadian one. I think they have an incredible buy.
Essence is Canadian?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's where I got my pink Marnie bag from.
I love that pink Marnie bag this summer. That was great. It was a pop of color, yes. Not too much. And you wore a label that said Marnie, which I thought, you know, getting on out there.
I never do that.
I know. Yeah, I didn't know that. We love My Teresa. I wore, I felt like soon to be queen, the Alessandra Rich.
I love Alessandra Rich.
I think she's so chic and so beautiful. Yes. Does a bit of floral, does a bit of polka dot, fitted, but then not too fitted. I think she's like so good.
I agree. I love her stuff.
I want to know what your closet looks like. That is what I want. Give me a little, just a sliver of what. How big, what do you have the most of? Are you a bags person, a shoes person?
Ooh,
is your wardrobe basic? What colors? Like, I just want to know, if I was going to walk into your closet, what can I expect to see?
Sure. So I would say I am definitely more of a shoe person. Shoe and ready to wear. Surprisingly, bags I'm very picky on, which is quite surprising. The 22 bag, we have now have the same one, that one I couldn't pass up. But one thing I have been getting into a lot, only probably within the past year, is vintage. I've been diving into my little vintage sourcing and buying, which I've been loving. So the wardrobe now has some of those pieces.
I love that.
Yeah, but I look after it. I really am it's very neat and tidy.
One of the most asked questions I get is, what probiotic do I take? You guys would laugh at the amount of times I've been asked at a dinner party, at a drop-off, at a friend's house. Quite the location for that type of question. But nonetheless, I get asked all the time, what kind of probiotic do you take? But the reality is, so many women struggle with bloating and there isn't enough information readily available when it comes to what to do, which probiotics actually make a difference, and how to avoid the onset of these problems to begin with. Every time without fail, my answer is Seed. You heard me. Seed. It's the brand I've been talking about many times before. So obviously, for a good reason, I love it. Now, this is going to get a bit scientific, but let me tell you how it works. Seed is a broad-spectrum, 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic. It's proprietary formulation of 24 distinct strains and scientifically studied dosages. The 2-in-1 capsules are specifically designed that way to protect the probiotic through digestion to ensure delivery to the colon. Dr. Stephen Gundry is going to be on the podcast in a few weeks, and he is amazing. He is an incredible doctor, full of knowledge, and he talks about this very thing, how the prebiotic is what's actually doing the heavy lifting. I'm sure many of you have taken a probiotic before, but never felt like it was making a difference. Maybe you're wondering what that difference even should be or feel like. What likely was happening was the good bacteria wasn't surviving the GI tract. Seed is designed differently, and that's why it works so well. Here's the thing with Seed, the daily symbiotic supports benefit in and beyond the gut. And let me tell you something, everyone we talk to on this podcast, most doctors, whatever their profession, it all leads back to the gut. What does that mean? That means ease of bloating. Healthy regularity. You get the gist. I love Seed. I love that it's a 2-in-1. I love that it looks pretty and chic, and I can put it anywhere on my vanity. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/lipstick and use code lipstick to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's daily symbiotic. That's seeds, SEED.com/lipstick, and use code LIPSTICK.
There was a place in London when I first started modeling called Steinberg and Tolkien. And it was a great vintage store. It's kind of like what comes around goes around.
Yeah.
But I do. I love vintage. I appreciate it just because I love fashion and style and courage and all the designers that, you know, I've grown up with. And it is incredible. What I love about, you know, and sometimes we hate social media and we have a love hate with it. I'm sure you do as
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I do love, think about what it's done for you and your career and your life. I mean, without it, no one would, I mean, you would probably still be in Australia.
100%.
Yep. With your 10 same clients.
Yeah.
Do you still source a lot in Australia?
I do. I source for a lot of clients still there and also do source from Australia because I think the best thing I will say about Australia is that we receive things pretty much last. So what may be sold out here in the US, Australia hasn't even yet received.
Really?
So it kind of sometimes works out in my favor.
Are you giving us tips?
Yes,
yeah. You are.
Yes, there's a little insider secret.
Well, because also it's summer and winter
exactly.
And it's all flipped.
Yes, it's flipped.
Do you source a lot from Asia?
I don't so much. It is one region that we do source from, but I would say it's almost kind of from a price point perspective, I don't like to dabble into it too much because the biggest thing for me is I've always wanted to get the best price for my client. So
you really do. I mean, even on the 22, you're like, I can get it for this. I'm like, yes, you can. And I will take that price.
Yes, that's very important.
Okay, we want to talk. It is a beauty podcast as well. So my best girlfriend is from Sydney, Australia. She's actually coming on the podcast. Elizabeth got to meet her. And her name is Jessica Berg Prosser. And she is obsessed with beauty and Australia.
Okay.
You have now lived in LA. Mm-hmm. You have now come from Australia.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the beauty, like, world between what's the difference? What do you like?
Okay. So one brand that I'm just a diehard fan of, have you heard of Rationale?
No.
Oh my goodness. So it is an Australian skincare brand and it has like a cult following in Australia.
How do you spell it?
R-A-T-I-O-N-A-L-E, Rationale.
Rationale.
And they've been around for years, but it is like the cult favorite in Australia. And I went back there last month and the first thing I did as soon as I was off that plane was went and got my Rationale facial. They're actually opening on Melrose Place at the end of this year. So
everybody is opening on Melrose.
Yes.
The Biologique Recherche, it just opened
Oh, really?
On Melrose. Yeah, Total Spa, everything, all the 90 products that you use. In one store,
are there
facials?
I didn't realize
they
opened.
That's probably their first store, isn't it?
And also, yes. Megan O'Brien, who she loves, the jewelry Maria Tosh is also opened. If you're
that's
local
who,
to
that's
LA,
that's my girl's ears. I went to Maria Tosh for their ear piercing.
See, Emisha and I like we disagree on how young. This is see that we're gonna parents should pierce
that.
Their ears. So there we go. And it's so fun when you're with Maya Scarlett and they're like, "Why does Maeve get to pierce her fucking ears?" I'm like, I hate you, Emisha. Has your routine changed from Australia to LA?
I wouldn't say it's changed too much. I think it's remained the same, but I'm still shipping all of my piece, like my Rationale, for example, from Australia. I'm not ready to shake it up because I think, you know, when you find something that works, it just...
So what's your favorite foundation?
I am a Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk diehard fan.
Everybody loves it.
It's a goodie. And like, even when I speak with girlfriends, they're the exact same.
What's your color?
Oh, I'm currently, actually, I was putting on this one. I think I'm like 6.25.
I love that you know that.
Yeah, I was looking at this one.
Concealer.
I love my Hourglass. I would say I'm like my mix between Giorgio Armani and Hourglass for
So very bronze.
You're very bronze. She and I got sent it. She bought it. But I got home and the ambient Hourglass.
You bought it?
I got sent it. Two colors.
Oh, it's so good. I have it right here.
I tested it this morning.
It's so good.
That's
I'm wearing
a really,
another thing today.
It just came out.
What bronzer are you wearing to give us that, give you that golden glow?
It's also Hourglass. Yeah.
Hourglass. Which one? Because I have tried to, they have a bunch and I struggle because some of them are too red for me. Like which specific shade do you know? Because there's a few.
That's a good, I know for certain it's
it's their bronzy one because I don't like a red kind of like cheek. I'm all about, I love being tan. So I don't know the exact name, but I definitely know it's like the bronzy style one.
Bronze. Okay.
Favorite lipstick, gloss.
What have I got into? Actually, you know what? I'm going to pull it up right now because it is
from her Chanel favorite. Bag. She's pulling it out.
It is the, oh, it's a Fenty Beauty.
Oh, I love that one.
It's really glossy.
What color is that?
That is my current favorite.
I have glasses on and I still can't read. what color and what is that? It's so good. It's like a,
oh my goodness, I'm,
it's like a blushy pinky. With, yeah. It's called Fussy. There you go. It's beautiful.
It's so good. So that's like my everyday one.
That's a good one. Mascara.
Mascara. I actually have I think it's a YSL one that I've got at the moment.
Okay, hair. What are we thinking? You have a long blonde hair.
Yes, long blonde hair. So one brand that I'm obsessed with lately is Crown Affair. Have you heard of them?
No.
I saw that recently.
Everything about them, I just want to, I'm a diehard. So I think it's from their branding to their packaging. But they're based out of Miami and they do everything from, you know, shampoo, conditioner, scalp, cleansers, everything, hair clips, scrunchies, but I love that brand.
You have great skin.
Oh.
Do you do facials?
I do, yes.
Who do you like?
So Melanie Grant, she's an Aussie.
She's great.
Yes. So love Melanie Grant.
Her products are fantastic as well.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, and her skin on another level. It's just beautiful.
What about fragrance? Do you have a signature scent?
I do. It's also Giorgio Armani. It's the My Way.
Hmm.
I've been wearing that, oh, I think like for a good year now, and it's a favorite.
Do you ever tell clients no? Like, do you ever say, I don't think, like I asked you through DM, because we're best friends, do you think I should get this? And I asked you on another one and you said, it's probably not my favorite. Is that just because you know me or are you really honest with all your clients?
I think I'm really honest. Yeah. I've never been about like, I'm just a very honest person. I can't be fake or anything like that. So if I think it's not worth it, I'll genuinely say it's not worth it.
But most of your pieces, I mean, I know you, listen, something will pop and it's trendy, but a lot of your pieces are pieces that you'll have forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I have every piece I've ever gotten from you. I mean, which is probably like six things. Like,
yes.
I do think, like, you know, we talk about, and listen, Chanel and all of these different brands, Hermes, they are good investments.
Yes.
Like, I will say, like, I have a Stella McCartney suit that I've had for 17 years. Oh, I've had Michael Kors pants that I've had for 20 years.
Yes.
I've had my Missoni dress for 30 years. Like,
yes.
I, you know, when you talk about vintage, I mean, I do think, you know, listen, you love getting anything that's already sold out because you feel like you win. It's like when you get the sale item that you never knew you needed, but you got it.
Yeah.
It is, you know, you can really add to your wardrobe in a great way.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah. For
you
sure.
can always, I always say this to my husband, you can always resell it. And
but you never resell it.
Listen, I have. I used to do, when I was like, no. young and single and like
and poor.
Living paycheck to paycheck, literally. But I lived and died for fashion. I would rotate. So I had a woman. Remember, I had a woman actually in LA who I would send all my stuff to. I would send her YSL. I would send her Chanel. I used to have a girlfriend who worked at Chanel. I'm not going to give out her name so she doesn't get in trouble. But she would send me stuff and I would wear it and then I would sell it. And it was like my rolling inventory of money coming in. And it's true. I mean, listen, it's a real business still. And there's some stuff that I'll find in my closet that I'm like, you know what? I can sell this. And a lot of those things hold value.
Yes.
Like they really do.
That's the biggest thing. Yeah. And the biggest thing too is
justifying, for example, over here.
The Prada Raffia bag, that's increased in price maybe at least a minimum three times.
Has it really?
Yes.
All right. I want to do a little bit of rapid fire. Favorite thing about LA?
The healthy lifestyle. Very health focused here, I think. I love my Erewhon, which I'm hopefully pronouncing that correctly.
You are.
Yes.
What do you miss most about Australia?
I would say the beaches, in particular Bondi Beach was my local.
What are some of your favorite local Australian designers?
Christopher Esbar, number one, 100%. Dion Lee, Camilla and Mark. Yeah, those three.
Who's the number one celebrity on your client dream list?
I would say perhaps Bella Hadid. I'd love to saw something for her.
She's awesome. And she's got a sister named Gigi. Yes. Like, they're both fucking hot. And they're nice. I love nice people, and they're both really, really nice. Your five dream dinner party guests.
That's a good question. I would say perhaps maybe it's just like getting my clients together, maybe all in one place.
Emisha and I, we're right there.
The five. Tell us when and where. If you had to wear one brand forever, what would it be?
Saint Laurent.
It would be Saint Laurent.
It is. Wow. Yeah.
So that quilted bag my sister-in-law just got, my brother got it.
Yes.
They're on a comeback.
They are. I think it's, I love Saint Laurent. It's so like sexy, but sophisticated, but also timeless. Like, there's pieces that I have that just.
I think their suits, some of the best. And there's nothing better than a polka dot black and white YSL. I mean, so chic.
I agree.
With the pussy bow. Like, I love that.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. One of my favorites.
You know what I'm not? I don't understand. Can you help me understand Balenciaga?
Oh.
I know.
Yeah, I can't.
I know.
Yes. The ready-to-wear really, it's an interesting one. Yes.
But what I can understand is her obsession with Bottega.
Oh, Bottega, yes.
You are obsessed. You got the silver.
I liked all the little pouches. So for me, it's like, if I go to dinner, I don't want to carry a big, I have like the envelope pouch. I have the silver pouch. I have the black one. Like, those are the three I have, actually the only ones, but I truly think they're such classics and they go with everything.
I agree.
You know who I love? Loewe.
Oh, I should have mentioned Loewe earlier. Yes. That's like a good like boot option. I actually just got some new reading glasses from Loewe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which you want to
I thought they're bags for summer. They're so chic. You want the one from Loewe. You never got it.
They were sold out in the one. Oh, actually.
Oh. Speaking of.
Hold on.
Yes. This is not rapid fire. Okay. Yeah. If you had to wear one brand forever, what would it be? YSL?
Saint Laurent.
Okay. Yeah. A next place you want to go on vacation?
I would say South of France.
Best advice you've ever been given?
Don't take no for an answer.
Coffee or tea?
Tea, for sure. I don't drink coffee, which...
You don't drink coffee?
I know, isn't that crazy?
What's your favorite cocktail?
Oh my God.
Margarita.
Oh yeah,
tequila. Love margarita.
We love it.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
One beauty product you couldn't live without?
It's Rationale. It's like they have this like SPF 15 moisturizer. It's everything to me.
Is there one thing you haven't been able to source ever?
Yeah, there is. I would say, oh, I know, like one off the top of my head, it's the Celine Edge sunglasses that Haley, I sourced them for Haley and Rosie, but I just got inundated with requests for them and I couldn't source more.
I tried to find those last
you know the ones.
Year. Literally, yeah. I saw them on an influencer called Alex Riviere and I couldn't find them anywhere.
I wish Celine would just bring them back. They would go crazy.
Celine, if you're listening to Lipstick on the Rim, please bring back. I love one thing that you said. You said that you credit personal relationships as the most important thing in your business.
Yes.
I love that.
100%. Yes, that's everything to me. I mean, I wouldn't be able to source even half of what I source without those relationships. So,
and I can tell you one thing, and I know you don't love doing social, but you do have a passion. And when people start companies or business or they have an idea, Emisha and I get asked this question a lot, like, what's the one thing, like, passion?
Yes.
Can you speak 100%. To that a little bit?
Oh, hands down, that's everything. I don't know, I was even just thinking of this just the other day. I can't remember what conversation I was having, but to me, even to start a business, I think that is what you have to have, because the hard work, it is so much. And like, I think that's something that perhaps people can't see about my business. There's so much work that goes on behind it that if I didn't have passion, I probably would have crashed and burned years ago.
Yeah, because I mean, I DM, you're like, I'm in Australia, I'm in LA, I'm in Paris. I'm like, where are you, Gab Waller?
Yeah.
We always ask every guest before they go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
Oh, it would absolutely be to just believe in yourself and the world's your oyster. I know that, you know, again, I was from a very small town. So yeah, there's a world of possibilities out there.
You're amazing.
You're so amazing.
Your fashion secret weapon. Really, you truly are the fairy godmother of VIP access. We love you. Thank you for coming to Lipstick on the Rim.
So
welcome to Los Angeles.
Thank you both so, so much.
Yeah. I'm so sad I couldn't be there in person. But
and you guys,
next
you
time.
Can find her at Gab Waller on Instagram at gabwaller.com. She can make your fashion dreams come true. You're amazing. Love you.
Thank you. Right back at you.
So nice to meet you.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Amisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.